Well, Jim, the issue of hospital finances has surfaced in Illinois as the state looks to cut Medicaid spending. Many providers are worried about a cut in the reimbursement rate. Swedish American Health System of Rockford, which is a nonprofit system, made headlines when it announced budget reductions in anticipation of spending cuts in Springfield. In general, how do Illinois hospitals shape up when it comes to their finances?
I think Illinois hospitals are probably in a little bit better shape than the rest of the country because Illinois Medicaid, even though the payments to hospitals have been greatly delayed here recently, have a history of being a little more generous than other states.
Now, the Illinois Hospital Association calls into question some of the Medicaid spending in terms of reimbursement. I think they said according to their estimate, Illinois ranks 44th in the nation.
That's a recent figure. I think, you know, if you take take a longer term perspective, say going back 5 years or so, Illinois reimbursement for hospital services has been relatively generous, again, compared to the other Medicaid programs across the country. But of course, our budget problems in Illinois have affected Medicaid just like everything else.
How are these hospitals structured when it comes to evaluating their profit margins? By that, I mean, what are the differences between nonprofit systems and for-profit systems?
Well, the big difference, of course, is that not-for-profit hospitals are required or are not required to pay taxes. And they're actually exempt from a number of taxes, federal, state, local, property taxes. Some hospitals don't even completely pay the bill for their utilities, postage, a lot of detail. They don't pay taxes on them. So recently, there have been a sort of spate of laws and determinations from Medicare and other organizations that hospitals need to measure and present the benefit that they give to their communities in exchange for the tax-exempt status that they are allowed to have.
And how has that affected some of these organizations?
Well, it's made them more aware of what they do with revenue left over after expenses. Every organization, for-profit or not-for-profit, has to have some money left over for plant reinvestment, for unexpected expenses, etc. But not-for-profit hospitals have to be particularly careful not to allow that money to accumulate. They have to redirect those profits, if you will, back to the community. They're supposed to engage in community development and other, health-enhancing services to the community. And again, the standard is that it has to be directly related to the benefit that they get from having not-for-profit status.
When it comes to leftover revenues, maybe focus more on for-profit, but where do you see a lot of these hospitals spending some of these or investing some of the leftover revenue?
Well, they invested in replenishment of their plant, property, and equipment. As you know, healthcare is very highly technologically advanced. So they use a lot of their leftover revenue to keep abreast of all the new technological changes, keep vital in their physical, the built environment of the hospitals. But if they have revenue left over beyond those, then they engage in outreach activities, free cancer screenings, and other types of programs for the community. And they vary by their understanding of the needs of the community.
The Illinois Hospital Association says 1 in 3 Illinois hospitals are operating in the red. Do you agree with that assessment? And what do you think are the main factors behind the financial struggles facing some of these hospitals?
Well, that very well may be. The problem with it is we're in a recession, so the state's revenues to the Medicaid program are reduced. Medicaid payments to hospitals are delayed. Individual people's ability to pay even their copayments and deductibles or for the whole cost of their care has gone down greatly. As the unemployment rate goes up, the people with health insurance goes down. So hospitals struggle because they're, they're obliged to provide care to people regardless of their ability to pay.
Are there any situations or scenarios where some health systems are overextending themselves in terms of, say, specialty care when it comes to, building special cancer centers, that sort of thing? The reason why I asked that question, I was talking to the dean of medicine at the University of Illinois College of Medicine at Rockford. He feels that there seems to be an overinvestment when it comes to specialty care versus primary care.
Oh, sure, there can be. Hospitals, even if they're not-for-profit, sometimes compete with each other. And when they do, they heavily invest in certain areas of specialty care, like cancer treatment centers and many others, actually. And so what can end up happening is in a region, you can have highly redundant services and not enough patients for the capacity the hospitals have built.
And do you see that as a problem here in Northern Illinois, or do you see that happening, that sort of redundancy in certain markets here in Illinois?
I do, yeah. And, of course, one of the remedies hospitals have for that is they merge, and then they eliminate the redundant services by the new organization, so they only have, you know, one instead of two. Say, for example, of cancer treatment centers, sleep clinics, various other specialty services that they may have recently engaged in.
And, of course, we're seeing some of those mergers, you know, Delnor and merging with CDH, and, of course, one that was unsuccessful, the one in Rockford with Rockford Memorial and OSF Healthcare.
Right.
How will policy matters at the state level and federal level influence these providers when it comes to their spending? Not aside from cuts to, say, you know, Medicaid reimbursement rates, but in general, looking at it, how do you think things will affect spending by health systems in the near future?
Oh, I think the policy environment is very fluid, as you just mentioned. The federal health care reform laws are being considered now, and state reforms to Medicaid have created a great deal of uncertainty. So in healthcare decision-making, especially when it comes to hospitals and the way that they invest money, they need to have a clear understanding of what the future is going to hold, or at least a pretty good understanding of what the reimbursement environment is going to be like. So I think a lot of hospitals are sort of in a they're in a sort of holding pattern right now, waiting to decide how they're going to consider, for example, relationships with other organizations, even merging or just basically expanding services. I think health administrators right now are just sitting around waiting for the regulatory environment to become more clear so they can decide how to make their investments.
So can we expect more announcements like we saw from Swedish American, where it's sort of a proactive approach in terms of getting ahead of what might happen and maybe making some reductions?
Yeah, I think exactly just that. I think some hospitals are going to be making announcements. It may involve the labor mix that they have in the hospital, and that may involve cuts. You have to remember, a hospital can both be hiring and struggling to hire certain types of workers, especially highly skilled workers like nurses and others, while at the same time not have enough employment or reducing jobs for other categories. And it has to do with the fact that hospitals hire a very large number of highly specialized people. So if, for example, Swedish American has concerns about a particular type of care that they're delivering, they may actually be laying people off that have, you know, specialty training in that area while they're hiring people in other areas.
And this could all come when the this particular health system might still be turning somewhat of a profit.
Yeah, it could be, for sure. And again, profit is best stated in not-for-profit organizations, as they have revenue left over after their expenses. But yeah, absolutely.
Jim Cecila, thank you very much.
Thank you.